This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I love sins and sinners. I'm not going to lie. I don't discriminate. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this. This is a Friday. I had a pause there, even though it's Friday, and we are heading into the weekend. Wherever you're joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, it is great to have you as we head into the weekend. Another weekend full of new movies and TV. You got some sports. I'm sure there's live entertainment where you are. So much to be grateful for as we approach this mid-January weekend. Typically, I would think that's not something to be happy about. I'm not a fan of January necessarily or February, but we've got lots to do and lots to be grateful for, and we will get to all of it tonight. Got a really fun show tonight. Joining me here in the studio at 6:35 is filmmaker and Northeast Wisconsin resident Paige McKenna. She made a documentary called Gold about a strip club in, I'm not making this name of this town up. Conrad, have you ever been to Spread Eagle, Wisconsin?
I have not, no.
I haven't either. I've never heard of it. It's not that far away, though. It's pretty close. There's a strip club there, and Paige went up there to make a documentary called Gold. It's done very well. It's been reviewed well. It's had a nice festival run, and Paige is a filmmaker. She's made other documentaries too and has directed and produced, I think, commercials as well. So I'm very excited to have her in the studio at 6:35 to tell us all about Gold. I have a TV gig with PBS Wisconsin too, where I introduce the films of Independent Lens and POV. So I have seen my share of documentaries, and they're so great. I mean, documentaries are easy to lose yourself in. They're educational. And they're so riveting. And frankly, folks, even though my background is the narrative world, it's much easier, in my opinion, to have a gripping or poignant experience with a documentary. You can do that with narrative films, too. There's just not as many of them. Whereas documentaries, there are so many great documentaries out there. So I'm excited to be talking a little documentary film tonight on Nightlight. And Paige will join us at 6:35. And then our friend Lisa Hale, the host of New Wisco Weekend, joins us at 7:35 tonight. Lisa is going to give us a rundown of what we can expect on New Wisco Weekend this tomorrow's episode. What did you do? The theme is agriculture,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. So I kept it with sports a little bit, but also went into the movie route where we're actually going to have Anders on next week, Anders Lindwall,
yeah,
who's the director of Green and Gold. Nice, kind of went kind of in more depth of what it's about and how it relates to sports and agriculture.
Did you find a ethereal or a spiritual side to the whole story?
There's definitely more meaning behind it than just betting to
football
on the Packers, you know.
Yeah.
There's definitely more behind it. It's a great story. And Anders, he kind of has a little synopsis on the website.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Great description. And he kind of explains why he wanted to do this film. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. It's nice that we could tie that into New Wisco Weekend, because we'll get to talk about that with Lisa when she is here at 7:30. And Anders, I'm excited to talk to him next Wednesday, too. He's from the UP. He grew up in Stevenson, Michigan, I think, in Iron River, Michigan. Which, you know, is, I live in the Marinette area. That's like a half hour away, but he's got, well, he had a great cast. He had Craig T. Nelson, who's had an incredible career, and Brandon Sklenar, who is in 1923, and he is on the rise, too. Not that this means everything, but his IMDb Pro star meter is 20. He's at 26. So he's up there. And hold on, I'm going to click on him because I want to see where sometimes they say, when we interviewed Yeah, he's gone down. He's at 26 right now, and his arrow is pointing down. So he was higher than that very recently. So, and when we had Adam Brody on the show, he was like number 4 on the IMDb Pro Star Meter, and his arrow had gone down, meaning he was either 3, 2, or 1. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just how many clicks people, you know, it means you're generating interest. And to have an actor like Brandon Sklenar in your movie, good for Anders. And that's like, it reminds me of the story. And I don't know when he signed on to the project, but I think I've told the story before on Nightlight when the Farrelly brothers, they were making Dumb and Dumber and they had Jim Carrey in the movie. And he was still primarily known as the In Living Color guy. Well, Ace Ventura comes out while they're shooting Dumb and Dumber, and all of a sudden, Peter and Bobby Farrelly have the biggest movie star in America in their movie. So that's pretty cool. So this movie's coming out right as 1923. This movie, meaning Green and Gold, is going to drop and hit theaters on the 31st, right as 1923 is coming out. So hopefully Anders and his film Green and Gold will get a nice bump there. But we'll talk about that with Lisa, Lisa Hale. I have my film of the week. Was a fun one to do, and I've already forgotten it. Heaven Can Wait. That's what I did. Yeah. And Lisa's great because she comes back at you like when I do my classic movie pick of the week every week, Lisa always sends me a message with a line or two from the movie I've chosen. Like she's a big movie buff. So when Lisa's here at 7:35, she might have a few movie lines for me that I have to guess. So that'll be fun too. So a really fun show tonight. And, you know, I don't think we should waste any more time. I think we should get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In honor of National Peculiar People Day, who's the weirdest person you can think of? Who is the weirdest person you can think of? Very, it could be a celebrity. I assume most people will go with a celebrity, a sports figure, politician. There's certainly a lot of people to choose from in that world, in those worlds. But if it's someone in your life, you can pick them too. Like if it's your brother, your husband, a distant cousin or a neighbor, you can share that too. But just be aware of the name. I probably won't read a last name. And give me an example of why they're so weird, of the crazy things they do. Feel free to share that. Those could be fun to read. So who is the weirdest person you can think of? You can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can reach out to us on the app, the Civic Media app. It's so easy, folks. We're on statewide, so you just click on the little message icon right next to whatever radio station you're listening to and let us know what you think. You can also text us on the stream. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're WGBW Nightly with Pete Schwabo or WISS. On YouTube, it's WGBW or Civic Media. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
We've got some weird people in the state, you know, in our own state, in our own backyard here. There are some weird celebrities. Do you have a weirdo that you would like to share?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, I definitely do. And I know this guy pretty close in a work standpoint. Do you know where I'm going to go?
God, you are immature.
Pete Schwab.
Todd Michaels. Don't talk about Todd that way.
Not Todd.
Then Jim or John, right? You're talking about Jim or John.
I know. Pete Schwab.
That's really odd. You would choose that. And here I am. Todd was making jokes about firing you before, and I came to your defense. You know what? You're on your own, pal. I'm going to say Marlon Brando. He has got a lot of weirdness in his closet. Some of the stories I've heard, I wouldn't repeat them because I don't know if they're 100% true, but he's just an odd guy. Odd family. But, you know, part of that is what makes him a great actor, I think. He's completely, as an actor, was fearless. I don't know. I just picked someone. I can't share too many weird details, and I won't do that. But I would say Crispin Glover. I've seen him on David Letterman before, and he's done some really weird stuff. How about, who's the guy that plays Borat?
Oh, I can't think of his name. He's pretty goofy. I can't think of his name. He is goofy, though.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes, yes.
Very strange guy. You know, who's the other one? Who's the British actor, Russell?
Oh, Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
Yeah, he's weird.
He's out there, man. There are a lot of people. There's a lot of politicians too.
Seth Rogen.
Is Seth Rogen that weird?
I feel like he kind of is.
I think he's. I don't.
Maybe he's not.
I don't get the appeal. I think as a writer, he's pretty credible. He's written some great, or some successful films, I should say. I don't know if they're great, but the guy has definitely had his successes. But I think Crispin Glover basically got thrown off the David Letterman show. Andy Kaufman was pretty out there. I mean, he was a comedian and did characters, but he has some memorable talk show appearances. So, but let us know who you think. It's National Peculiar People Day. So let us know who you think the weirdest person is. It could be a celebrity. It could be someone you know, a neighbor, a family member. If it's someone we don't know, let us know why you think they're weird or what weird stuff do they do. Let's do a deep dive into weirdness or peculiarity tonight. That's how you do Friday. That's how you light it up on a Friday. So we'll read some text when we come back. The Sopranos dropped today in 1999, 26 years ago. That's crazy. Did you make it through the whole show?
Never have made it through the full show, no.
Okay. I gave it a rewatch about 6 months ago. I probably finished it. I have to say, I don't know that it really holds up. Still a good show, but it seemed old or outdated.
Yeah, I mean, it was 1999 it came out.
But that's not that long. It's not like I'm going back to the age of classic, you know, silent films or anything. I mean,
I guess that's calling myself outdated then.
Yeah. You were still a sperm. You didn't even exist yet.
I was born in 1999.
99? Oh, you did? That's the year you were born, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Coincidence that you were born in the year 1999, the year The Sopranos dropped? I don't think so. What do you make of that? This is interesting, too. There's a movie out there called Better Man right now. The lead character is a monkey. And the monkey is playing... We'll get into this after the break. It's a cocaine-sniffing, sex-addicted monkey. I'm going to tell you who that monkey is portraying in the movie when we come back. Where else can you get cocaine and sex-addicted monkey talk on a Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, rather than right here at Nightlight with P. Schwab? And that's what we're doing. Paige McKenna is here at 6:35 to talk about her documentary Gold, and Lisa Hale is here at 7:35. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Monica from the 608. Response to our question of the night, which is, who is the weirdest person you know? And like I said, it could be a celebrity. It could be someone from your personal life. If it's someone with your personal life, I won't read the last name, but tell us why they're weird. They have qualities. Do they do strange things in their yard? I don't know. Whatever. It's a blank canvas here for weirdness. That's our question of the night. Monica from the 608 says, you are Pete. Because you seem really cool despite doing a lot of nerdy things. PBS host, talk radio show host, etc. Just kidding. I love Director's Cut and Nightlight. Actually, if you think it's someone else, it's probably you. So I guess that means it's me. Even a psychic told me I had a demented sense of humor. You know, I got to tell you, I'm surprised a psychic would say that. That sounds like, I always feel like psychics want you to keep coming back. So for a psychic to be that bold with you, Monica, maybe you just found a really good one. I don't know. I don't think you're weird, Monica. You're all right in my book. So thank you for listening and thank you for the text. And yeah, that was a good one. Boy, people sometimes on this show, Conrad, put a lot of thought into their text.
Yeah.
It's like that text has layers. There's like a narrative in there. Steady Eddie has written us entire books at times. Monica crushed it with that one. So, all right, before the break, I was talking about a cocaine and sex addicted monkey. Do you know what I'm referring to?
It's a movie.
Yes. It's the movie Better Man.
Yeah.
And it's about the, what's his name? Robbie Williams. He was he's a British pop sensation, the lead singer of the boy band Take That. And apparently he has dealt with in his life. He had a drug issue, a sex addiction, and depression. Now, I've had two of those three, and I won't say exactly which ones, but it's no picnic, folks. So Robbie Williams, when asked why they had a monkey, I couldn't wrap my head around this. I'm reading about this, and the trailer looks so goofy, but apparently people love this movie. They're going to see the movie. And even with a monkey, a CGI monkey, as the playing Robbie Williams, the lead character, surrounded by humans, they love it. And Robbie Williams was asked, why is a monkey playing you? And he said he gave a couple different reasons. It was interesting. He said he felt like a monkey his whole career. Hey, perform for us, sing for us, dance for us. So he's like a dancing monkey. And he also said, and I found this kind of sad, like, because it's kind of risky. Oh, a CGI monkey is going to play my character in a movie. Really strange. That could seriously backfire. In fact, the first time I saw the trailer, I thought it would. I thought, this looks horrible. Well, it's got over 90% good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and over, I think, 90% crowd response has been favorable. So, and he said the reason it's successful is because people care about animals more than they do human beings. So when they see this monkey on screen suffering from depression and doing cocaine and being a sex addict, people have more sympathy for the monkey than like if it was you, Conrad. I don't know what to do with that. That's sad.
Yeah, it's what he said is that they care about animals more. It was like, wow, that hits deep.
And it's true. You can kill people by the thousands in a movie. But if a pet dies, or like, you know, we were surprised when we watched I Am Legend. I watched it with my kids a couple weeks ago at Christmas. When the dog dies, and it was killed by other dogs, but still, you can't, it's tough to get away with killing a pet or an animal in a movie. So there's probably some truth to what he said. And I found that kind of sad, but he's probably right. I am curious to see the movie. I don't know that I'll see it this weekend. Den of Thieves opens this weekend. I saw the original. We talked about that a little bit last night. I was not a huge fan of the original. In fact, last night I tried to give it another watch. I got about 45 minutes into it. Then I had to go to bed. But where are you at on Gerard Butler?
I mean, I don't dislike him. I think he's had some good movies, but he's also had some really bad movies. Some
clunkers, yeah. I don't dislike him either. I just find him, I kind of don't get excited when I see that he's in a movie. I feel like I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get some action. I'm going to get some machismo, but it's not really going to do much for me. And I felt like that's what we got in Den of Thieves. Den of Thieves 2 had not been released to critics. Critics had not had the opportunity to take a peek. This is called Den of Thieves 2 Pantera. All right, so now there's some reviews in. 62% favorable. It is fresh as of right now on Rotten Tomatoes. 80% popcorn meter. That means 80% of the audiences have enjoyed the film so far. So maybe it'll be good. The first one got like in the 40s, so maybe this is better. It seems strange. Den of Thieves 2 Pantera. That's the big one opening this weekend. Better Man is getting 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Pamela Anderson film, this is interesting because we're kind of talking about exotic dancers tonight with Paige when she gets here in her documentary Gold. The Last Showgirl is about an aging, well, showgirl who has trouble retiring. And Pamela Anderson is getting rave reviews in the film, and that's reviewing at about 80% at Rotten Tomatoes. So there, you know, I said this a couple days ago, there's really good films in the theater right now and to stream. There's none of the huge blockbusters, but all these films coming out just in time for award season are worth a look because there's some really good ones. You've also got tons of football. Did you watch that game last night?
You know, actually, I didn't get into that game last night. I don't know. I got home. Well,
what was it? The exciting finish that turned you off?
This is what happened. Okay. I get home and I have to unlock the like building door for my apartment and my key got stuck in it.
Oh, you're that guy.
So I had to call my super at 8:30. He did not sound happy, but he did it. So I really appreciate
him. He was watching
the
game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what happened was I turned the key and it went the other way and it got locked the other way. I don't know how it happened, but
he probably threw you under the bus too to all the other tenants. All right, let us know. Who do you think of who's the weirdest person in the world to you? It's National Peculiar Person Day today. When we come back, we are talking documentary film with local filmmaker Paige McKenna. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back. Is it too loud? You sure? Okay, here's your...
Oh, thank you.
That one right there.
Oh, perfect. Thanks.
Just talking to my guest.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. I am holding this up. Conrad, here's the ticket I got. In the parking garage, here's what I did.
Yeah.
This seems like such a victimless, harmless crime. So I pulled into the parking structure. There is nobody in there. So I just want to make a quick exit at the end of the night. So I kind of angled my car. My pet peeve in life has become backing out. I refuse to do it. I'm anti-backing out. My wife will park the car in the driveway sometimes, and if she drove my car and I have to back it out, I erupt. I'm like, why? We have a big enough driveway. Just point it that way. So I've got my quirks. I know that. Anyway, so I park it in a way where all I have to do is pull out, and I got a ticket. And there it is. Look at that, Green Bay.
Did you park in the lines?
More or less.
I tell you, I get a ticket just about like once a month. From the city of Green Bay.
They're pretty tough, aren't they?
They are tough, yeah. Mm-hmm. I deserve it most of the time, but sometimes it's like I run outside because I see them by my car, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Right. And they're like, it's too late.
Oh, do they know you? Do you have connections
well,
there? Can I
no,
can you take
I,
care of that
no.
For me?
Okay. I have stickers on my car, and I drive a Subaru, so people know my car.
I don't know, Paige. I don't know what this world's coming to. It used to be you could park your car, do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
But, you know,
should be
know.
Easy.
Should be easy. All right, we're having this conversation. I haven't even introduced you, but I love that you jumped in on the parking.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about. Yeah. If this is fun, my guest right now and the voice you're hearing is that of Paige McKenna. She is a documentary filmmaker from right here in Green Bay, and she made a documentary called Gold, which is about a strip club in, I'm not making this name up, Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you? That's a weird,
I didn't think it was, well, I didn't think it was a real thing. And then my friend, actually, he's from up in the area, and he was able to find the sign, like the, welcome, not welcome to, but like the population sign.
Yeah.
And so he found the coordinates. So we were able to go up and grab a shot of it because I was like, I need a shot of this, the sign for this place, because no one's going to believe that it's actually called Spread Eagle. And so we have a shot in the film that's says Spread Eagle, and I think it's unincorporated. So,
but wait, that's the town name.
The town name. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just, it just adds another little interesting nugget to your documentary.
Hilarious. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, before we get into that, tell us, you're a native Northeast Wisconsin. You call Northeast Wisconsin home. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into your really cool documentary.
Sure. So, I grew up in a really, really small town in between Manitowoc and Sheboygan. It's called Mimi. It's like unincorporated.
I was wondering how you say that. It looked like meme, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Mm-hmm. Mimi. And so I went to high school, grade school in that area. And then I went to film school in California. So I was fortunate enough to go to film school in Southern California. I miss it a lot. I love the weather there. It was awesome. I learned a lot, and then graduated in 3 years with my bachelor's degree.
No kidding.
And then moved here to like save money, and then moved back to LA and like really work in the industry there. And then I got a job at Launch, a local production company in Green Bay. And I was like, well, why would I leave if I have a opportunity in my hometown where it's cheaper to live and more opportunity, I guess, in the industry? Because in LA, everyone's trying to do the same thing.
So right.
Here, I was like, I can, you know, have kind of a better quality of life as far as like living on my own and like.
Sure.
So I've stayed. I've been in Green Bay about 10 years now.
So. Wow. So you're not going anywhere, probably.
Well,
maybe for the right opportunity.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, I'm like a lizard. I love the warm weather. So it's really like this month is always a struggle.
I want to rethink this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you surprised at how, like, my first year, I lived in LA for 14 years. My first year there, I was like, this is really weird. Christmas, I see lights, there's no snow. I can't handle this. Literally by year two, I was fine with it. This isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, and I actually like now I dream about that. We're like, what would it be like if it was like I was in the desert and I could just like decorate a cactus instead of a.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Yeah. You turn into a wimp pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like I kind of missed winter at first and then I was like, oh, man.
I've always been a wimp. So.
Yeah. okay. So. All right, so you're working here locally. Mm-hmm. You make this film. What made you? The film is called Gold. It's a documentary about exotic dancers. Is this club name Gold?
It's called the Gold Nugget.
The Gold Nugget. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what? How did you find the project?
Yeah, good question. So I made a film. My first film was called Seeds of Life, and I went to Haiti and I shot a film in 2020, so right before the pandemic. And that was about a Catholic nun, who, is from Brazil. And so she, moved to the area 30 years, from 2020, whatever year that would be.
Sure.
But she really has like devoted her life to, the border area in Haiti and the Dominican. So, she, you know, has a lot of patience because there's a lot that the border area doesn't have. They don't have access to, you know, the oceans. So there's no fishing. So she basically teaches people how to be self-sustaining. So it's, you know, here's what you should plant. Here's what, you know, how to do irrigation systems. And so that was my first film, foreign film, foreign language. It went over really well. Like I was shocked. So I premiered it at the Meyer, backstage at the Meyer a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And one of the girls in the film, actually, Allison in the film, Stacy in real life, her and her husband came to see the film, Seeds of Life, and she approached me afterwards and said, like, I think I have a story for you if you're interested.
For Gold?
For Gold, yeah. Yeah.
So is she one of the dancers? Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding.
Yep, yep.
So she just happened to be at your other film. Wow, no kidding. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I think she, you know, she had wanted to tell the story of women dancers in this area for a while. And from my understanding, you know, she was kind of looking for the right person to tell the story. And so I think she was, you know, she heard about Seeds of Life and wanted to come and see it and then approached me after the film and decided I was the right person for the job. And I said, yes.
I'm glad because you did the film. That's why I have you on the show. If it was some, you know, balding guy in a tank top named Lou, who made a film about exotic dancers. I'm not having him in the studio to talk about exotic dancers.
Right.
I feel safer doing it with you because I can sense you're coming at it from a really cool perspective.
Yeah, it would be a totally different film. Yeah, if, for sure. You know, if a bald white man made the film.
Right. We've seen that story before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's great. So she approaches you. Then what were your next steps then? You meet this woman, you know, because I'm sure you get a lot of people that say to you, I've got a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get a great idea anywhere, but most of them probably aren't, even if they're not bad ideas, you don't necessarily want to put years of your life into pursuing it.
Right.
So what made this resonate with you?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
I myself have dealt with a lot of like stigmas being in kind of a male-driven industry as like a woman in the film industry. I mean, there's some stigmas. I have also had my share of sexual assaults, unfortunately. And the story of like just women surviving and like prevailing really spoke to me. The club is owned by a woman who was a dancer in the 90s. And she really like runs the club in a way to better all of the women and empower them and lift them up. And whether it's financial freedom, leaving abusive relationships, furthering education, she's just really, really been kind of a staple in these women's lives. And so when I kind of heard that, you know, I was all in. I was like, you know, I want to meet this woman. Yeah. And I remember, so Dusty is her dancer name. She still goes by Mama Dusty.
She still dance?
No.
Okay.
No, she's retired. She's, okay. She's retired, but she owns the club still. And so I remember having lunch with her probably 4 years ago now. And it was my first time meeting her, and she would not look at me the whole time we had lunch.
What?
I remember thinking like, this is going to be tough to gain her trust. Yeah. But that's 80% of documentary filmmaking.
Right.
I feel is like just really, really making your subjects comfortable and really finding common ground and help, like just creating the space for them to be honest with you. So that was one of the things that, took probably the most time. But once, you know, I kind of broke down those walls a little bit with Dusty. I call her grandma. She's really a big part of my life and inspirational.
My guest is Paige McKenna. She made the documentary film Gold about a strip club in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. The strip club is called the Golden Nugget?
Gold Nugget.
Gold Nugget. Okay. I'm thinking of the breakfast place. The
There's
Nugget.
One in Las Vegas that's called the Golden Nugget.
Yeah, that's really
That's fine.
That's Conrad's favorite place. So let's talk about that, Paige, the trust. Like you go from this woman, and I saw in your bio, you like to get to know people before you put them on camera.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that every documentary filmmaker does that. Sometimes they roll the camera and they hope for the best. Yeah. Everybody has a different approach. How did you know this approach was for you? Like spending all that time, what if they never come around before you even turn the cameras on? Is there a risk there?
There is, yeah. Well, it's, I guess risk is a different way of putting it. I think like there's no time wasted on my part of like getting to know people and really finding out. People fascinate me. So I love people's stories and just kind of hearing different perspectives. That's kind of my passion, I guess, overall. And so I wouldn't like, there haven't been many times. I mean, I'm still like young in my career as a filmmaker, so there haven't been many experiences I've had where I've thought, I don't want to do that story. You know, I find fascination in every person that I meet. And I think that's one of my like traits that makes me a good filmmaker.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that I kind of lean on now being, I mean, I'm not seasoned. I have two films under my belt, but
yeah. That's something though. And film school. So I mean,
yeah, true. Yeah.
I think too, when you're willing to, I think people recognize someone like you that or someone they meet that does see fascination in regular people. Mm-hmm. Because I think most people don't feel like they're fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
So to have that brought out of them, let's just say you had to find something fascinating about me. What? No, I'm just kidding. So seriously though, I think that people, when they see that you're truly curious, that helps with the trust issue, which you have to have, right, as a director.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And actually, it's funny you say that because Dusty, in one of our Q&As, I try to have the girls on, and I say girls lovingly, like they like to be called girls, women. But we did a Q&A not too long ago, and Dusty took the mic, and she just kind of said, like, I didn't know my life was interesting until you came along.
Wow.
And that was like, this is why I made the film. Like, if it flops, if everyone hates it, like, that's the relationship building. And like, knowing that I've touched a life has really, really, that's the reason I make films.
Does everybody have a story?
Oh,
if you look hard enough.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because most people might, you probably group them into you could probably generalize or find a cliche group they fit into, but if you had to, that could be an interesting exercise.
Right?
Find something fascinating about this person.
Yeah, well, and there's so much judgment in our world right now, too. Right. And it's like, you know, we all have our own experiences. We all have traumas. So I feel like it's just really important to create a safe space and a platform, even when I'm not have a camera on, just to like be a good person and really see people for humans and who they are. I mean, everyone has a soul. Everyone has traumas. Everyone has problems. Everyone has strengths, you know, just finding the good in people and creating a safe space.
So how you hear the music?
I do.
I know, like, Conrad starts the music, and I'm like, what, wait, I have to ask a quick question or I have to do something here. All right, my guest is Paige McKenna. We're talking about her documentary Gold. It was shot in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. Is that a border town?
Yeah.
You like the border stories.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah, actually. Hey, that's a good parallel.
That's right.
Thank
Interesting.
You.
So we're gonna continue talking to Paige about her documentary Gold, which is was set at the Gold Nugget in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. So Paige is here in the studio at Nightlight. And our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, who's the weirdest person you know? It could be a celebrity, politician, sports figure, whatever. Let us know. And if it's someone in your personal life, give us an example of why they're so weird. There's a lot of weird people in the world too, Paige. Mm-hmm. Fascinatingly weird.
Yeah, that's why I love it.
We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The cause is right. I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a
hard. Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Friday night edition of Nightlight. Lisa Hale is here at 7:35. Lisa's going to give me some movie lines. She covers news for Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, does a great job. She also hosts New Wisco Weekend here at WGBW and WISS, and she is going to bring movie lines for me to guess. So I might need some help with that.
I'll try my best.
That sounds fun.
I do the classic movie pick of the week every week for New Wisco Weekend, and every time I hand it in, Lisa's like, oh my God, I love this movie, and she throws like three lines from the movie at me. I'm like, amazing. Oh, we got to talk about this on the air, and you got to quiz me. So that'll be fun.
Oh, fun, yeah.
Right now, my guest is Paige McKenna. She's a filmmaker from here in Green Bay, and she has a documentary called Gold. And it was shot at the Gold Nugget Strip Club in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin. So, Paige, we were talking about, you know, you mentioned earlier, and we were talking, you know, during the break a little bit about exploitation versus empowerment. You said Dusty likes to empower the girls and gives them a great place to work. Is that the norm?
In my research, so okay. I haven't done a whole lot of research in other states, but I did go to a couple other clubs in the area. And I will say Dusty's club is ran in a very unique way. She cares a lot about the women. She cares about their futures, about their past. She has no judgment. And she really embraces everything about the person. And I think that's really important. And for me, too. I mean, I came into this as this project as like, I don't want to exploit. Like, I just want to empower. And it was a lot of listening because I think, you know, if you're in that industry, and I can't speak for the women, but I would imagine, and from my own experience, that you know, there's walls that are put up, I guess, with any woman, right? Sure. There are walls that we all have as people. And I experienced, you know, having to have patience and to be soft and open. And that was reciprocated, luckily, for me. So to have women trust me in that sort of way is really, really the win for me.
Yeah.
So and, you know, the first time we showed Gold, I was sweating bullets. I mean, I was really nervous. And we showed
it
up.
Where did you show
it? Iron Mountain. Oh, so wow. Really close to Spread Eagle. It was, yeah. It's that community. And we purposely didn't do any marketing or advertising. We just kind of wanted to see who'd show up. And we sold over 100 tickets and everyone loved it. And,
like a local movie theater?
Mm-hmm, no yeah, kidding. The Brow Mart. Yeah, they were wonderful to work with. And Dusty sat right next to me and held my hand and I thought my hand was going to fall off. She was holding it so tight.
She's nervous?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was so, and I get it. I mean, these women's like life stories are on the line and they're out there now for people.
Wow,
to,
yeah.
So yeah, I, yeah.
So that's interesting to me because the dancers are willing to go on stage. Mm-hmm. Not wearing much,
right?
But for her, it sounds like she didn't want to watch herself in a movie or was nervous.
Yes, yes.
Talk about that a little bit. That had to be a strange dynamic for all of them.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's hard to speak for them, right? Because I don't ever want to speak for them. They've had different life experiences, but for me, it was I could never. Get up on stage wearing hardly nothing. You know,
you get used to it.
Well, if I was inebriated or, you know.
Conrad, you're supposed to laugh at that. I just made a joke. I put myself out there and now I look like the big pig.
No, you're good. But I think, now I lost my train of thought.
So I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Sometimes
you're good.
I have to go for the joke and I don't mean to.
I think my point is like, I don't want to speak for the women either, you know.
Right.
And so I think from my experience, I could never put myself out there the way that they do every night, but I could open up and talk about my life and my experiences.
Okay.
And for them, it's kind of the opposite. It took a lot more for them to be open with me, but they can, you know, be naked in a room full of guys and it's fine. And so that was cool too, to really see that, you know,
yeah,
that opposite dynamic of me and the women. And not saying you know, if I had to do what I could, I'm sure. But,
right.
But you know, that two different perspectives. Yeah.
During the break, we were talking about, you mentioned trauma earlier in the interview. And then I said that there's a conception out there that most of the women who do this have trauma, or that's what led them to this.
Right.
Then you hear other stories. Oh, no, they do it for money. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, is there a generalization there that's accurate, or do a lot of the women experience trauma and that's what leads them there, or is that how they deal with it, like you mentioned mm-hmm. earlier? What,
yeah.
what do you say?
I think everyone has trauma, men and women. And I think it's just kind of how you can move yourself forward and move yourself past the trauma. And for some of us, for me, it's, you know, therapy and talk therapy and, you know, certain types of therapy that has helped. And one of the things that I asked one of the women, I've asked a lot of the women, you know, how can you have this, say you have trauma with men. Not all of them do, but some of them do. Most of us do. And so you have trauma with men. How do you get up in such a vulnerable space? You're almost naked,
right.
Mostly naked. And you're, you know, presenting yourself in this way. And how is that not triggering? And the most fascinating thing that has changed my life is that, you know, they've said, well, I'm in control, you know, and I have people that will back me up. I have a bouncer, Jim. He's wonderful. He's in the film.
Oh, cool.
And he really takes care of the women. And he's really like, if someone touches you a wrong way, I will throw them out. So the women feel safe. They feel safe and they feel in control. And that to me is like the coolest thing, because it's like, yeah, you go, girl. And that's how they've gotten over their trauma, is like through this industry, which is wild. It's
that
something
is
that you
mind blowing,
expect.
Kind
yeah.
of. Yeah.
But it's so beautiful.
That's great. Okay. So Paige is going to be here. We're going to do some news. Civic Media's award winning news team is going to tell you what you need to know. And then we are going to be back with Paige McKenna. Lisa Hale is here at 7:35 tonight, talking about New Wisco Weekend. We will be back with more Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.